They perished, they perished now. Yet Jesus to save him had died. God paid them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
A few days ago, my two sons, both of them, of whom are in junior high school, were riding with me as I took them to school that morning. One of them posed a question that presented quite a problem to me. It was similar to this. Daddy, how much money is necessary for a person to have before he's considered rich? Well, I hardly knew how to answer him. I told him that a few thousand dollars didn't amount to much anymore, so it would surely have to be more than $5,000 or $6,000. We discussed it some further and finally decided that if a person had, say, $50,000, he would be fairly well fixed. Of course, before we had finished, figures such as a million or even a billion were brought up. But, after all, that's a little more money than what most of us will ever have to worry about. But if you're interested in riches, I have some news for you. My subject is entitled, From Rags to Riches. And I want to begin with this scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye, through his poverty, might be rich. There are several things, then, I'd like to point out right here. First, that Christ was with the Father even before the foundation of the world, and had at his disposal all the riches and the glory, even before the creation of the world. This scripture in John 17:24 bears out this thought. Here, Jesus was praying, and he said, Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Now, friends, it is hard for us to comprehend the glory which Christ had with his Father before the world began. Yet, we understand that he was as a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And we understand also that Christ, in his infinite wisdom, with his Father, designed a plan of salvation to redeem us back to himself before we ever came into existence. Now, the plan which they had was this: that his only begotten Son, who shared with him all the glory and splendor of heaven, should come to earth in the form of a man in order that he might redeem us back to God. Now, of course, he not only came and lived here and took part in the flesh, but he endured the temptations, the trial, the scourgings, and death, shed his blood that we might live through him. Here's what I'm getting at. Christ needed nothing at all before he came into the world, for he was one with the Father, but in order that he may reach us, and that we through his poverty might be rich, he came and gave himself a ransom for all. Now, one might say, explain that if you will. All right, just look at the manner in which Christ came. Did he come with the pomp and show of his day? No, not really, because he came as a very humble man in a very humble manner. He was born of a virgin and had a manger for his crib. And yet it was the angels that heralded his birth to the shepherds near Bethlehem. This was in honor of the king that had come in a very lowly manner. Now, I believe that as Christ grew up into manhood, his experiences no doubt were similar to others of that day. I doubt if there were very many luxuries which he could afford. In fact, after he began his ministry, he told one would-be follower, "The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head." So it seems to me that he was rather poor, that is, in a financial way, especially so if he didn't have a place to lay his head. I suppose then that he didn't own a home or have a place of his own to call home. Furthermore, when it came time for income taxes, and I'm sure that many of you will understand here what I'm talking about, he told Peter, "Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast an hook and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me and thee." Friends, I wish it was that easy today for us to make arrangements to take care of our taxes, don't you? I don't think that Christ had a bank account from which he could draw, but here again, he just lived from day to day. Wouldn't you say that was rather a poor living in a financial way? Now, don't forget my subject, from rags to riches. But before we go from the rags of our poverty, Christ had to first go from riches to poverty for us. When he was crucified, the soldiers cast lots for his clothing. When he was dead, his body was laid in a borrowed tomb. Well, you might say, this sounds to me like the story of a pauper. Yes, I agree. It is rather a heart-touching story when we think that one who went about doing good, healing the sick, opening the eyes of the blind, raising the dead, and casting out devils, should really have no place to call his own. And yet, all of this he endured, that we, through his poverty, might be made rich. Now, on the broadcast next week at this time, I want to show you in what manner we're made rich in him. But listen now to this poem. Workers together with him. Pen ne'er can trace how glorious was the rank of honor bright which Christ possessed in heaven's regal light, a ruler with the Father on his throne, with Paraclete, the rightful Lords alone, of all the universe's vast domain. A splendid monarch in a peaceful reign, for ceaseless ages vast, ere even the earth was shaped, or Satan cruel, sly, gave birth to lies which curse the human race. And yet we know that in a manger, low, of comfort bare, was born into the world the destined heir of sorrow, suffering, and shameful death, a wondrous holy one whose every breath was heavy with the fragrance of that love which flows in streams unceasing up above. The willing sacrifice unto his Father's will, whose blood the sons of men could dare to spill, Christ Jesus, humbled here below. Thus came to earth the one whose slighted wish was good as law. Two ministering spirits who in all beheld in him their Maker and their King, whose praise angelic voices ever sing. He came in poverty and lowliness to make us rich and great in righteousness. The pains of Calvary in love he bore to give us perfect freedom evermore. His death won life through spirit birth. The Christ who taught these lessons great of love and fortitude now claims from us, beside our gratitude, the service of our hearts and lives for men, to rescue them from sin and shame, and then with them, his happy children, filled with praise, to glorify our God through endless days, and bid us follow him and leave behind the things of earth, eternal wealth to find, which his great love has for us bought. To be continued next week. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, when we consider what a premium price was paid for our redemption, then, as the song says, we scarce can take it in. Indeed, we're glad that we passed from death unto life and from rags to riches in Christ. Bless each one who hears the broadcast with the favor and blessings of God. And to thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, may I take just a moment to tell you, friends, that this message is brought your way not only this week, but each week by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. We trust God by faith to supply the needs of the broadcast and to help us keep the printed copies going through the mail each week. If you'd like your name added to our weekly mailing list free of charge, be sure to let us know. Or if we may be of any help to you in a spiritual way, let us know that too. Address your letter to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Be sure to tune in the broadcast each week at the same time on this same station. We would appreciate it if you would take the time to write and let us know that you hear the broadcast, that you enjoy it, and of course, the station over which you listen to it each week. Here's a song, Come Unto Me. The singers are Bob and Doral Forbes, Randa Flynn, and Melvin Doolittle.
Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. Oh, you heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come no longer tarry, I your load will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care. Come unto me. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Hear me and be blessed. I am weak and lowly. Come and trust my mind. My yoke is easy. Often conquered been, has a sense of weakness brought distress within. Christ will sanctify you if you claim his best. In the Holy Spirit, he will give you rest.
Friends, be with us again next week at this same time on this same station for another broadcast of the Mission Trail. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with each of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.
Hear me and be blessed. I am meek and lowly. Come and trust my mind. Come, my yoke is easy. Come, Lord.